Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in John chapter 6, verses 41 through 59 in the NRSV, the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, and this is what it says. Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I give will give for the life of the world is my flesh. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm grateful for these words, but I also understand the conundrum that the people around Jesus must have been feeling, because you hadn't yet had the upper room discourse. You hadn't yet done a Lord's Supper. You hadn't yet fleshed this out, so to speak. And so they must have been really confused and not really understanding what you're talking about. But in the midst of this, Lord, we see the importance of believing who you are. And so, Lord, today I just want to take a little bit of time to think about salvation and to thank you for it, to thank you for choosing us. Thank you for choosing us and appointing us to do good deeds that you have prepared in beforehand for us to walk into. So I know I prayed that recently, but it's just so exciting to me that you have chosen us. In light of that, Lord, I want to pray for those who are far from you, whether they be prodigals, people who have walked away from you, they have tasted, and maybe they have been one of those soils that the seed has been sown on and the worries of this world has choked them out, or thorns have come around and taken away, or birds of the air have come and plucked away that seed. And Lord, I pray instead that those people we've been praying for who are far from you would be placed back into the good soil and bend their knee back to you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we know that you are the God who loves all, and your desire is that none should perish, but that all would come to know you and have that kind of eternal life. And so, Lord, we lift up our friends, our family members, our co-workers who are far from you, whether they're prodigals or not, and we pray specifically for salvation. We know this is not our job, but we can plant seeds, and it's your Holy Spirit's job to woo people to yourself. And so, Lord, help us to be receptive to what the Holy Spirit is doing. Help us to be sensitive to what we should say or do or not say or not do. Help us to entrust those people to you because you love them more than we do. And for those parents out there whose kids are far from you, Lord, I know that it's hard for us to believe that you love our kids more than we love our kids, but it is true. And so help us to entrust them to you. Lord, I pray for the person today who's battling a chronic illness, and I pray that you would just visit him or her in their weakness today and bring light and hope. Help us to understand our suffering in light of who you are. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a huge blessing to me, and I'm humbled that you'd spend 5 minutes a day with me. I pray that today is a day where you see, you taste, and you see that the Lord is good. Oh, how he has affection for you, his child.